Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to have a wonderful healing program with some wonderful healing samples from the light beings from the Creation Light Ship. So I'd like everybody to first come on and go to the Creation Light Ship healing page. If you're new to this program, just come to the page and scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar. And we're going to bring in the non-gender light beings through this photograph here. So just scroll down and bring it up in front of you. And we're going to energize them right now. Then we'll do some different types of healings for everybody. And if you'd like to call in today, you can do so. Just call BBS. We'll put the number up and maybe talk about that shortly as far as the phone number. But it'll be on the fast chat. And you can also ask questions on the fast chat also. So here we go. Here comes the light beam. So stronger, stronger. These are non-gender. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Oh, that feels great. So I'm going to bring them in a little more. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So just kind of sit with that for a short time here. I'm going to put some music on so you can actually experience their wonderful energy. And again, these are all heart-based energies. You may feel your heart kind of swell up, feel a little warm. Some people actually get a lot of benefit just by having them up on the screen. So here we go. Just sit back, relax, and feel this great energy coming into your body for healing. Sylvia, you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone, to the Creation Light Ship program. And as Ron said a little bit ago, he'll be doing healings with the Creation Light Ship tonight through the beautiful light being picture that hopefully all of you have up in front of you on your monitor. If you haven't done that yet, if you go to the Creation Light Ship page on BBS Radio, and scroll down the page, you're going to see this beautiful picture of a light being that was drawn by an artist who's a seer who was on the light ship for healing. And it's wonderful to watch that picture change as the light beings bring their divine energy into it. And more importantly, it's wonderful to connect through your heart center to them for healing and to just experience that wonderful light ship energy. So we will also be taking questions. If you have a question that you'd like to type in, you can type it into the fast chat. And the phone number to call in, if you'd prefer to call in, and we love to have callers, is 1-888-815-9756. Again, that's 888-815-9756. And we welcome your questions or requests for Ron. And I'll turn it back over to you for right now, Ron, and then let me know when you would like to take up some questions from the fast chat.
That sounds good. So here we go. So I felt some throat energy when I first started talking there. So the dark side doesn't like me too well sometimes. So let's do some dark side healing here. Maybe they wanted to get my attention to be released, or if not terminated, one or the other here. So we'll bring in more of the energies from the light ship. I'm going to bring in the defense plate coming into and through your monitor screen. You're going to feel this presence of pure light all around you right now. I'll count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so here we go. If you have any of these critters in you here, the shapeshifters, dark side beings, or if they're around your house, remember, they sometimes want to cause you problems working in your body, and other times they may just want to come because they hear this program and they want to get released, and we do that off and on, so let's do a release right now, and then we've been doing this for the last month off and on anyway, so here we go. On a count to 10, so this is for any of the dark side beings, aliens, whatever, that wish to go into the light. And if not, if they're around, they'll be terminated. They have a choice. Either they get loved to death or they go into the light, one of the two. So they're connected now. And here we go. We'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel some energy around you. And Lightship is dealing with these extraterrestrial energies. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay. Well, again, welcome to everyone. And if you have the opportunity, we'd love to have you call in. Once again, the phone number is 888-815-9756. And I believe that that is also a toll-free number to call in from anywhere in the U.S. or Canada. So please give us a call if you can. If you have a question for Ron or a healing request or something you'd like to know about the Creation Lightship or about the subject of ascension. So, Ron, I see we have something from Twiggy here on the fast chat.
Hi, Twiggy.
Hi, and she says, hi. Boyfriend, soon to be ex-boyfriend, would like a courting release clearing, please.
Okay, soon to be ex. So he's still connected to you, huh? Okay, that's, I guess, what that would mean here.
Yeah.
So here we go. Remember, people court each other, and any kind of courting is no good. So I guess Twiggy's talking about somebody that she probably wants out of her life. Maybe she can't get rid of him or for whatever reason. But remember, any kind of courting, whether it's between you and your spouse or your children, remember, they cannot use your life force energy. Mothers normally court their children so they can actually feel what they're going through at school, typically, when they go to school, especially mothers, you know, say new mothers or whatever, who have somebody maybe in kindergarten or something like that. So they want to actually keep the reins on to the child, so they court them, so they can feel their energetics with that. So anyway, you should not court anybody because you're actually giving them a psychic attack. And I think we have a caller online, but let me first do the courting. So this will probably be about 2 minutes. So if you just hang on, caller, thank you. So here we go. We're going to release energies. Now, this is energies that this person, and you can think of somebody. It could be your boss. It could be the person working next to you. It could be your mother-in-law or father-in-law or anybody. So we're going to just pick one person. And we release this energy from you. So here we go. This is the energy that they connected to you against your free will. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, now we're going to do the same thing with the energies that you gave to them, maybe not knowingly, and it still was against their free will. So bringing your energy back to yourself. So sixth chakra and fifth chakra, and fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. There you go. Okay, I think we have a caller online. So is somebody out there in telephone land?
Yes. Hi, Ron and Sylvia. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry. Welcome.
Hi. Oh, thank you so much. I had a comment and then a request for a healing afterwards. And my comment is this, that about the dark side practitioners, Ron, it seems that what they're doing and why they're confusing people is that what they do is they put a metal plate in your third eye so you can't see what they're doing, and then they may put a knife in your heart for pain, and then they want you put confusion in your mind afterwards, and then they control you by confusion and pain, and they want you to submit to them like a little mouse, and so it's difficult to detach from them because they're controlling you to come back. And so when you do that, you go to the light, you can release these things, and then you can be free to release and from them. But you can leave them, but that doesn't mean you release from them until you release these implements in the third eye, the metal plate, because you can't see what they're doing. They blind you from that, and then you take the knife out of the heart. So my request for healing is to release these pieces. But also I'd like to add that sometimes they give you the angel complex to where you can't, everything is good and fine. They're not, you don't have any problems. And this is an implant going off, an angel complex to where there's no problem. So you stick it out, you submit to them as a little mouse to be controlled in subjection to them. So whatever the problem is that we have respectively, I would ask you for a healing for each and every one of us in that regard, if you can do that tonight.
Okay. So, we'll just do a clearing to help to release the energy you mentioned about, like this plate. Okay, so we'll just we'll just do that here. So everything is possible. There's actually a lot more to it. They actually put coatings into each one of your cells of your body too, to attach to the darkness. But we'll get this one off here. So let's work with your third eye energies for everybody here. And maybe you might be able to see a little better. Remember, everything that you deal with on the earth plane is somehow attached to the darkness somehow. So it's kind of difficult just to do one clearing to get them off you. This is why we do so many calls. But here we go. And take away this plate that's preventing people from seeing maybe their own truth. And here we go. So we'll count to 10, and we'll have these beautiful non-gender light beings release that from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So since you mentioned about that and getting into alien stuff, this coming Sunday we have one more 8-hour marathon call. This is the intensive, and the light beams will start to be working with our gums and our teeth. So if you're interested in that, you can contact me. The price for that, for the 8-hour session, would be $100. and you can give me an email at healing@creationlightship.com, healing@creationlightship.com. And the time that it starts is at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and that's 1 o'clock Eastern. And it's in a continuation of a lot of the previous 8-hour calls that we've done. We did quite a few of these so far. And this one here, we found, since the light chip was working with our teeth and our gums, the last 2 8-hour call, that this one here is kind of what's next on the list. So if you haven't been on the previous calls, which you have done quite a few of these, and you're brand new to the program, you know, any call that you get on is going to be a benefit for, for you. We've probably, I know the entity ones that we did initially was quite something for people. So we started off with getting rid of earth-based entities. Not that we got rid of all of them, but the people could really tell a big difference by what has shifted. And we did the extraterrestrial parasites. We've done the last calls were the body organ rejuvenation. So it's kind of, you know, where you want to come in at. If you're brand new to the program, you know, naturally, we are helping you. I can guarantee you that just being on one call or maybe a dozen or so of these calls are not going to fix you 100%. Okay? But they are going to make you feel better. And each time you have healings done and you are in the light ship for the following week, continuous in quarantine, you will have more benefit. Remember, our bodies are so compromised here, and along with our spirit being compromised, that people really don't know who they are yet. So if you're a brand new listener listening and you want to know, gee, is this going to be the thing that's going to cure my whole pain in my life and all my situations by being on this one call only, I will tell you it will not. Okay, to be perfectly honest, you need to get on more of these. This is why we have the specials each month. But you will feel better after each call. And, I have people who contact me now, and they're actually seeing more in the light ship. They feel much lighter. They know what to look out for and watch out in other people, what not to get connected with. Some people actually see these parasites crawling on people. They see these shapeshifters in their eyes. So they have a lot more awareness. And why do they have the awareness? It's because they've had clearings. And the clearings allow them to actually be more connected to their spirit. And from that, they're able to see what they don't want to get mixed up with. So I remember when we first did the original call, one of the 8-hour calls, and I mentioned to the people, I said, you may not want to hug people any longer or shake their hands. This is when we did the parasite calls, the alien parasites. And a lot of people go, oh, man, I just can't do that, you know, because... you know, it's a custom, and how am I not going to do that? Well, after they had the calls, a few people will contact me and said, yeah, Ron, somebody brushed up against me or shook my hand. I wasn't thinking, and I actually felt these energies crawl into my body, and I started having pain because I was cleared out, and now they came back into me again. So this is the whole thing is awareness of you and awareness of your spirit. So the main thing is, as many of these calls you can get onto, they're all going to benefit you. And like I said, as far as just being on one call or two calls, is that going to fix your life completely? I can tell you it will not, but it will make you feel better. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, it sure will make you feel better. And every single time that you participate in one of those healings, it really seems to build on the previous ones, and I'm glad you mentioned this one coming up on Sunday, because in the last month, in prior 3 Sundays in September, in September, the lightship was really working so much on rejuvenating the nervous system of the body and healing that, and also, of course, cleaning it out, and then doing the spirit infusion. And one of the things that kept coming back to, like Ron said a minute ago, is the connections through the teeth and the mouth and gums, and you know, that whole area, the jaw, the bones and so forth, how that was related to the rest of the body through the nerve channels, and how important that area was in revitalizing the body and the health. So it's really a wonderful opportunity that that focus is going to be on this particular one. And we have a question, Ron, about that, and quite a few questions I want to get to on the fast chat, but related to this particular healing on Sunday, we have a question from someone on the fast chat about what if you actually don't have any teeth left anymore, would that healing still work on the gums, the jaw bone, the different nerve channels that run through that part of the body?
Well, remember, you're made up of a spiritual blueprint. So you probably have all seen the Curlian photography where they had a leaf and they put the high voltage to it with a piece of Polaroid film, you know, zapped it with maybe a million volts or so. And lo and behold, with the torn piece of the leaf, it still showed the leaf's energy there. Well, this is the same thing with you. In fact, I imagine all of you out there, if you're a little sensitive, you probably have seen somebody who maybe has missed maybe a finger, maybe even an arm or a leg, and you look at them, and energetically, it is still there. Just because it's not there physically does not mean that they don't have that blueprint still in place. And that blueprint is needed and required to actually regrow that particular part. We'll just call it a limb if that's what it would be, or a finger. This is the reason why lizards can grow a tail. They still have the energetic blueprint that is going to conform with the spirit energy, and the blueprint then creates the new tail, okay? So, if you don't have any teeth, believe me, or maybe you have a problem with the jawbone maybe being deformed, maybe it got taken away through surgery or something like that, you still have your original blueprint there. Before that, we'll say, a situation, accident, or dentist pulling your teeth out, you know, has done that. This is how you have healing. This is why people have miraculous healings, because they have something wrong with them, and all of a sudden it gets healed. Well, if the original spiritual blueprint was not there, you don't have a chance. It's not going to work. I can you know, tell you that. But if you have the blueprint, which everybody still has, then, yeah, things can remanifest over again as you energize that blueprint. I'm not saying that you're going to grow a new finger, arm, or teeth, but that energetic energy is still there. And this is what the dark side connects to. Remember, they're working with energy. You know, when we talk about these worms and things that we take out of people, that they're not physical, okay? You don't see wires being attached to your brain where they actually send in the mind transmissions to you or things like that, because it's not physical, it's all energetic. So yes, you would definitely benefit if you don't have teeth or even a jawbone, or maybe the jawbone is smaller. Maybe you have some kind of problem with your teeth, maybe an infection. I can't guarantee this is going to fix you, but we are going to be working in this area. And somehow, because the light beams went back to this section a few times during these calls and previously, that they're now planning to go through and work with your gums and your teeth. So like I said, if you don't have any teeth, or you had a tooth pulled or something, you're still connected energetically to it in your body, and you probably still have the negative energy from the aliens attaching to you, and we're going to get that off of you. And also empower your spirit for healing. This is what we do, spirit integration, in the last hour of this year. So it's going to be a wonderful call. So, you know, everybody, get online if you're interested in that. And somehow the teeth, somehow, you know, as I said, are maybe that's the foundation for our health and wellness. I don't know, but you need to ask your spirit for that. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I first just want to say thank you so much to Larry for calling in with that question and request for the healing. And Ron, you're talking about the how our bodies have become compromised so much, and I know you've talked many times about how, you know, there's a quarantine area on the light ship where parts of our energetic bodies that have been compromised, that are have the dark energy attached to them, have to go into the quarantine area and be fixed there before they can go onto the light ship. And we have a question from New, who's asking about the special quarantine body healing that you have. And the question is, if you purchase quarantine bodies healing, how much gets healed? So I'm not sure if that's referring to the online clearing that you have offered on your website. I'm assuming that's it. Or if they're talking about an in-person or a session with you directly. But either way, I'm sure you can answer that.
Yeah, there's no way to know, you know, how much. Like I said, you know, there's no guarantees here, just that you will normally feel better. And then we have some people who don't feel anything. And, I mean, like zero. And there's people that have been on calls who haven't felt anything, and they go, well, all of a sudden, maybe after maybe a few times or maybe even a month on the one-hour calls that we have Mondays and Fridays, they start having their life turn around and some of their pains and stuff go away. But they don't feel anything. So if you're looking for personal validation with your physical, you know, reference of feeling, you know, that's not a way to judge these healings, okay? Because some people are not aware of what's going on in their life, and that's okay. Like I say, men are like 1 in 100. 1% can actually sense, feel. And women are 50-50. So if you happen to be one of those men that are in the 99th percentile or one of the women that's in the 50, and you have a session and you don't sense or feel anything and you say nothing's going on, well, that's just because you don't have a way to tune into what's actually, you know, really going on, and that's okay. But it's happening anyway. You are having a situation, a healing done to you. And you will notice that as you participate more and more with the sessions, you will actually start to feel better. You know, your life will start to change. So as far as what goes on in the quarantine rooms, that's where the darkness is. That's where the darkness has attached to you. And the light chip takes this energy away. How much it's going to take away, I can't tell you. Initially, I was hoping that doing a one-month initial one with the worms and ET parasites, that we would be in a really good shape, and also with the entities. Well, it took more than that, and still could take more. So as far as what gets done, ask your spirit. You know, that's the whole thing. You know, after you hear me talking and everything else, and you're curious about what to do, you must drop down to your heart center to ask your spirit. Your spirit has your answer. You know, I don't have that. You know, it's not up to me to reinforce what the light ship does. The light does not promote itself, okay? The show is here to tell you about the light. It's never going to twist your arm to have healings. Remember, there is very few people that Jesus had around him 2,000 years ago who understood what he was talking about. And there's even less in this 2,000-year cycle than what Jesus had 2,000 years ago as far as the percentage here of people on earth. So, you know, either you get it or you don't. And if you don't get it, that's okay. The light ship will never judge you. Just that you may have to wait another 2,000-year cycle to maybe be found. And hopefully you're not going to be going out to a dark side universe on a parallel life, because you may not ever get found. So that's the whole thing, is your spirit is very, very compromised with this process. And this is why this ascension is so vital for everybody, because the earth spirit has a new reality, a new consciousness. It has a new blueprint that is going to an eighth-dimensional reality. A lot of people talk about this here, about the new earth. Well, how are you going to go to it if you don't have clearings done, you know? You're not going to do that. People don't understand that. I hear so much information about 2012. And to be honest with you, most people, you know, have been talking about this who don't have a clue of what's going on. These practitioners telling people false information because they're getting information from the dark side. And, you know, they tell people what they want to hear. Naturally, it's love and light, you know. And my message is not typically love and light. It's what you need to do to have this process work for you. So it doesn't matter to me what the other practitioners are doing. It's just too bad that they're sabotaging humanity. But the main thing is that if the Earth Spirit chooses to go to 8D reality, there will be no more Earth as we know it the way it is today, and your physical body will not be able to go to 8D unless you have clearings. And the 8th and the 3D planet like we see right now around us will no longer exist, okay? So if you go to a universe of the light of the darkness that creates 3D reality, you could be stuck there. This is the whole process. This is, you know, what people say, Gene Roth talking about doom and gloom. Well, this is the facts. The dark side, it does create a three-dimensional reality, and you could be stuck there for your whole lifetime of thousands of lives, okay? And when the universe gets turned back on again, when there's nothing created by the light and the darkness falls away, when it does get turned on, it is possible that another spirit will take over the Earth blueprint, and this Earth may reappear, but your body is not going to be able to resonate to that. So if the dark side, like it has done in the past, takes your physical body and your spirit and has put it back onto the Earth like it used to do, you're not going to be able to live here because the vibration of your body is attached completely to the Earth spirit. It'll not resonate to anything else other than that. So the Earth spirit is allowing you to go with it to 8D reality. It's a gift for your body. How much do you love your body? And the whole thing is, do you want to get trapped in darkness? This is the whole thing in a nutshell. As long as your spirit can get out of here, then you're fine. Your body may not be able to. Maybe the body will just get terminated, you see. But the whole thing is to not go along with the dark side plan because you're not going to be able to come back to an Earth like this one here because the Earth spirit that resonates with your physical body and you resonate to it will be at a different consciousness level and you will not be able to take your body to that unless you get rid of your genetic cellular memory. This is what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago. What happened in his time, he did not reach enough people. So the Earth spirit chose, with his conscious choice, to stay for another 2,000 years, thinking that the people would finally get it this time around, which they never got before, okay, in each 2,000-year cycle. And so this time is saying, goodbye, Charlie. I'm out of here. Adios. The people here are either too ignorant or unconscious enough to realize this, and I'm not going to stick around here any longer. So if you've been here and you know you've had past lives, the only reason why you're here is because you did not turn to the light. You got stuck into the area of darkness, and the darkness took you over. So this is your chance to get out of here. This is the truth. If you choose to, then you need to have clearings done. And you can't do it yourself. It's impossible. It's completely impossible to have your spirit or to go to read a book about something because the dark side is ingrained in every book that you read. And as you start reading this information and checking out practitioners, you're going to find that you're going to get more entrapped in the darkness. So that's it. And the only way you're going to find out is to go to your heart. This is what this program is all about, to go to your heart center. In fact, we're going to drop you down now to your heart. And here we go. So think of an elevator. This I do on almost all the shows here. And this you should be doing yourself daily. If you're not doing it, then the dark side probably has you under mind control to prevent you from going to your spirit, okay? This you should be doing at least once a day. And if you do that once a day, for the beginner, you may only be able to stay in your heart for a couple of seconds. Because the darkness doesn't want you to be there. But after a while, maybe you might be able to be in it for maybe even a half an hour. So, you know, whatever you do, that's great. But the whole thing is, this is where you get your connection to creation energy, not God energy. That's the dark side. That's the energy of the aliens. You want to connect to creation energy. So there's a big difference there. God energy is the light of the darkness, and it fabricates that, fabricates the parallel lifetimes, but creation energy is always with you, never has left you, you just abandon it. So you have to go back into your heart. Like what Jesus said, you have to be innocent like a baby, like a child. Well, what is that about? That's getting rid of your genetic cellular memory and being involved and connected to spirit. So here we go. Dropping down, think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Let me make sure everybody's connected here. There's a few people who are not. So we're going to drop down again. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay, great. So we have Pauline on the line. Hi, Pauline. And she was asking if you could explain the difference between the light chamber that you have at the expo, which I guess you'll have at the upcoming expo in New York, and the online clearing for the light infusion chamber.
Okay, they're both very, very similar. A lot of people feel more energy when I bring it to the expos, and that's a very special thing to do. So if you can come into the chamber, I'll be in New York, I think it's around the 17th. I don't have the date exactly here, but I think it is maybe 16th, 17th, 18th. It'll be at the New Yorker Hotel in New York next month, 34th and 8th. If you can come to it, it's just wonderful. Plus you're able to watch other people. Watch them come out of there with a big smile on their face. I'd say 99% of the people smile. I've had miracle healings happen in there, so definitely come into it. But if you can't come to New York, then you can go to the website, and it will work for you also. But somehow there's something about people seeing other people get healings and people being next to other people, you know, with the session, that's so meaningful because, remember, a lot of people, like I said, can't sense or feel anything. And those people just need validation. And from there, remember, you're running patterns. You're running the patterns of the darkness. You're running mind-controlling patterns. So once you see and feel or watch other people go through something, and they might even tell you what they see happening to you, you know, it's up to you to ask, to step forward. So it does work the same. But basically, I would say if you have the opportunity to come into it, definitely do. I see a question from Ed here. Please explain the deeds from from 3 to 8. Well, basically, in our terminology here, well, first of all, in the light ship, there's no dimensions, none whatsoever, okay? But somehow down here, we have a way of talking about dimensions. So it's just a higher state of consciousness. And so we're in a dimension of 3D. So whatever you see and touch and taste, feel on this planet is what we call 3D. And 8D is at a much, much higher vibrational frequency. Not that it's typically any better, but here in 3D, the darkness where we are has attached to it. And this is why we have such a problem, because the dark side has attached to the Earth spirit. That's attached to physical things here, and that includes you, and has brought in mind control patterns into us and transmits that energy from off-planet and maybe even on-planet underground or whatever, or maybe they have a dimension just outside of what we can't see. Who knows? Maybe you're sitting on top of a transmitter, you know? I don't know, you know? But or maybe you're in, some room where all these aliens are. Remember, everything is here at the same time, so where are you? And where are they? But on 8D, the dark side somehow cannot reach that. So the earth spirit, somehow through its maybe intuitive viewing, looking, or whatever, said, you know, I want to become safe and not have this mind control stuff attaching to me and my creation. So I'm choosing to go to what the earth people call 8D. So that's where it's going. If 4D was safe or 5D was safe, I would say that the earth spirit probably would not would go there, but it's probably not, so it decided to go to 8. That's all I can really tell you. So it's just a different consciousness level, and you're working, basically the difference is on that level of consciousness, you're working strictly with heart versus being controlled and working with mind. Remember, everybody on this planet works with mind energy. They do psychic attacks on people. This is what Twiggy asked for earlier, to get the psychic attack energy off her from her boyfriend, okay, which you call courtings. Here we have planets courting us. So what we have is everything around us is connected to the aliens and their mindset and the way they want to control you. So whatever you see out there as far as a star, that is an energy that is connected to the darkness because you're seeing it on 3D. And basically, 3D is controlled by the aliens. This is why they transmit energies to you. So, if somehow you had a blackout here and these stars, planets were no longer in existence, you would probably feel pretty damn good because people talk about the planets going into retrograde, you know, the tides around the planets, how things change, the moon, everything else. You know all about this stuff. You know, where's Jupiter, where's Saturn, where's Pluto? You know, it's all in your horoscopes of what's going to happen to you, how they're controlling you. So just think if they weren't here. Now, these are the ones that people talk about, okay? What about all the other ones? And let's just say there's 2,000, you know, what about all the other ones that we don't even talk about? What are they doing to you? So this is the way that these energies control you. I always wondered myself, although they say that, you know, that the planet, of the moon doesn't, you know, moves along with this one here, and it's maybe attached to the gravitational pull. There's some kind of scientific explanation to it. But I always thought, you know, when I used to see things back in high school, that they had little models and they had the different planets turning, you know. And to me, it's kind of baffling why the moon doesn't move, okay? Maybe you have an answer for that one. Maybe it's some type of scientific answer. But I would think, you know, it must be locked in somehow energetically so it's not moving. So maybe what you see is maybe the main transmitting dish. You know, we could talk about dishes, you know. We know what those are, cell phone towers, you know, and stuff with dishes on them. And maybe what we're seeing is this thing is locked into the earth, transmitting energy to us, and it can't move, okay? But my thought would be, it should be moving. Anyway, that's food for thought for you people. And I'm sure a scientist could be out there listening and say, oh yeah, the moon doesn't do this. It's actually, you know, this and that and the other, you know, and of course, you know, it's not supposed to move. Well, that seems pretty weird to me, you know. Everything that I see on this planet moves, okay? You know, even rocks move. You know, has anybody seen something not move? Well, why could this thing not move, you know? Even the, you know, people, you know, take pictures, you know, of the astrology stuff, you know, with telescopes, and they're moving. Why doesn't the moon move? It always is there. Anyway, food for thought. Why doesn't it turn? That's what I'm saying. So, and I don't need an answer from the fast chat, but just this is food for thought for you. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia. I hope that answers your question, Ed. You know, basically, it's a higher consciousness, and it's all love energy on 8D. Here, it's mind energy, you know, almost all mind energy transmitted to us with very little heart energy. So you have to find the heart energy yourself, which is your spirit. Elsewhere, you know, you'd be able to connect to it very easily. In fact, I'll bring in your baby energies. Sorry, Sylvia, I'm on a a roll here. So
that's
let's
good,
go.
Ron.
So let's bring in your energy as a baby. I always talk about the energy of when you were a baby, and people go, yeah, but that's so long ago. So here's your energy as you were a baby. I'm going to count to 10. It's going to come in through the light beams. These non-gender light beams are going to bring the energy into you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everyone. I'll put some music on so you can just experience your own particular baby energy. This is probably mainly, like, you know, at least 90% of heart energy that you have with you. Otherwise, it's going to be mind energy like you're living right now. So I'll increase it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Everybody. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. You were talking about the planets and how they are essentially courted to us, and you have a clearing that addresses that, and actually we have Mia on the fast chat asking for a sample of that. So maybe you could kind of describe that process and the different clearings that you have related to that also.
Sure. So the main one is a planetary clearing, and this clearing gets rid of much as it can do, okay, of the planets that are quartered you. So let's pick on 10 planets. So we'll just say there's 2,000 of them. Could be 4,000. During the clearing, we get them all. We get the ones off that they know about, okay? So I imagine that it could increase as time goes on, our linear time here. So let's get rid of 10 of these here. So for you to understand what's happening, because this is all energetic healing, I would like you all to note your body, the response of your body and how it's feeling, and typically pick on something or select something where you have pain. Maybe your body itches a lot in a certain location. Maybe you don't have pain. And what we're going to do is the light ship, the life beings that are with us, the non-gender life beings are going to look at you. And since you're requesting this part of you that has a problem, it could be anything. This is your choice. Remember, light ship only works with free choice, free will. And I want you to think of that, you know, maybe you have a toe problem. Maybe you've had a toe problem for a long time and, you know, it hurts. And you go, well, I don't know what this is. Well, maybe it's a cording by one of the planets. You know, you're not going to find it energetically. You can do whatever you want, but without having the thing cleared from you, you're not going to know what it is. And even if it is cleared, you wouldn't know anyway. But we're going to try to help you. So what I want you to do is to think of something that you're dealing with. Okay? In your body. And from there, we're going to release these 10 planets, and we'll see if these 10 planets are connected, corded, causing you physical harm. So here we go. First planet released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released. Oh boy. Start again. Fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, 7 released, 8 released, 9 released, and 10 released. So I'd like everybody just to kind of just get up, walk around, maybe a few steps, see how you feel. And you might sense that your body's a little bit lighter. Maybe where you had a pain before is now released because this gigantic energetic cord, you know, that was connected to you. Remember, your natal chart only shows a few of these here. Just think if you went to an astrologer, and instead of them charging you maybe $100, they wanted $10,000. And they said, I'm going to show you every one of these planets that are quartered to you and how they're going to affect your life. Well, you probably wouldn't spend $10,000, but there are people who might. And then you might have a clue of what they're doing, you know. But that's not going to get them off of you, okay? They'll just tell you all about it. So here we go. I'll do this again for everybody. First release, second release, to make sure, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seventh release, eighth release, ninth release, 10th release, there. So these energies are released from you. It's like a drop in the bucket, though, but it's going to help you. So just see how your body is responding. Some people who've had physical aches and pains in their body in a certain location for their whole lifetime, I do this clearing and it goes away. So what this is called is a planetary clearing. And the light ship takes off of you these planets. It's simple as that. Can new ones attach to you? It's possible, more than likely not. But, you know, everything is possible. But at least the ones that you've been suffering with, that's connected to your natal chart. Remember, the natal chart is much bigger than you think it is. They're off of you. So, remember, the aliens are still pretty cagey and tricky. So back to you, Sylvia. So we could probably wrap it up here. You know, we have the 8-hour session for gums and teeth Sunday. If you want to come on that call, send me an email, healing@creationlightship.com with your phone number, and I'll call you up and or send you an email about it. You know, so anyway, you cannot pay for it. There's nothing online talking about this healing. This is just one that we're doing as a special because of what's happening with all of us here. So back to you, Sylvia. It's not listed in the online healing section or our current event for this month.
Well, you certainly have given us all a lot to think about tonight, Ron, and opened our eyes to a lot of things. You know, it's very interesting what you mentioned about the moon, and I certainly don't claim to know all about how that works, but I do know that, you know, we always see the same side of the moon. And from my understanding of it, you know, whereas the Earth and other planets are orbiting around the sun, the moon is somehow locked into the Earth's orbit and so just kind of goes along with the Earth's orbit. And that's why it's always appearing on the same side to us, as far as I know. But it's very interesting how, you know, you talk about how that could be, you know, locked into the Earth's orbit for a reason that I'm sure none of us have ever really considered before. So very interesting. I'm sure we'll get into a lot more interesting stuff on Friday night, too. If you want to come back to us, if you're listening, we're on again Friday at 5 minutes before 7 Pacific time on Station 2 on BBS, and then Saturday at 9 p.m. Pacific for our weekly wonderful show with Ron, where we actually get to go to the Lightship for healing. So that's a great experience not to be missed. And so for those questions that we weren't able to get to tonight, please come back, and we'll work on them again on Friday night. And maybe, Ron, I think it would be wonderful if you could bring in a beautiful energy through the light being for people to experience tonight and kind of leave everyone drop down into their heart center, so that they can go within and go to their spirit for guidance tonight after we get off the air.
Yes, so remember, your body has judgment stored into it, genetics, and your spirit lives in love. And that's the whole difference between the two. So this show is, you know, designed and is helping you to get connected to your spirit, which is love energy. And your spirit can still be compromised by the darkness, but overall it still has the divine spark with it. So here we go. Remember, you're living your body genetics. You're living all past lives at one time. So you are your ancestors. So here we go. We're going to bring in some beautiful peace energy through the light beams. I'll count to five as they come in. It'll be active for the next half an hour. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, there we go. And see everybody next this coming Friday and hopefully this coming weekend for this wonderful intensive for 8 hours. So blessings to all of you and good evening.
Blessings, everyone, and good night.